We have 47 people signed up to speak.
It was one of those days at the Walton County Commission. Dozens of people gathered in Dofuniak Springs Tuesday to lobby for and against taking down the Confederate flag. It flies over a monument on the grounds of the county courthouse. The conversation opened with a proposal from Commissioner Sarah Commander.
I make the motion that we, and I have copies. It's the one with the 13 stars on it. This is the original. The original had 7 stars, and then they moved it to 13. And that we retire the one that is presently flying and donate it to the Heritage Museum. That is my motion.
But this did little to mollify speakers calling for the flag's removal.
I learned about that flag before I learned about this one. I learned who the Imperial Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan was before I knew who the governor was. To me and the people where I live, this flag meant terror. Total, absolute terror.
That's James Huffman. But Casey Nelson says the flag isn't about racial hatred.
I have a petition here, the biggest one online. We have 2,370 signatures. We are wanting to keep the flag. If you change it, we're fine with that. We need to honor our ancestors. That can't nobody say it's race.
And this is how the argument typically shakes out. Supporters argue the flag represents their heritage, while opponents point to its connection with anti-black violence, particularly as a reactionary political symbol after passage of the Civil Rights Act. But Dave Roshkolb has a slightly different perspective. The owner of a handful of restaurants in Seaside and the founder of Hands Across the Sand begins by listing off the things Walton County is known for.
We're known for great beaches. We're known for natural beauty. We're known for great hospitality, and we're known as a world-class destination. If you leave this flag flying, we will be known for something very different nationally and internationally, and that's not good for business.
And Roshkolb may have put his finger on the divide. In an ironic reversal, the southern end of Walton County is at odds with its rural northern neighbors. After the commission waded through 3 hours of testimony, Commissioner Bill Chapman brought a motion to remove the flag completely. But in the end, the commission voted unanimously to approve Commissioner Commander's flag switch. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.